This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Temporary outdoor dining might stick around long-term in Denver. Denverite's Rebecca Spias has more.
Mayor Michael Hancock says the city of Denver will work with restaurants to make some of the temporary outdoor dining spaces that cropped up during the pandemic permanent. Many restaurants moved their dining areas into streets to continue business while social distancing. Now, city agencies will work with businesses to create new licensing and permitting processes to keep these temporary spaces open. However, Hancock says this doesn't mean every outdoor dining area will be approved, mostly because of traffic.
What we're going to do is to go by a case-by-case, restaurant-by-restaurant, bar-by-bar assessment of what is possible.
A survey from Colorado's Restaurant Association showed 68% of Denver eateries benefited from the outdoor dining program. Rebecca Spias, Denverite.
An actor from Colorado who's in the movie Rust is remembering the cinematographer who died on set last week. Marty Lindsay of Arvada thinks the shooting death will lead production companies to change how guns are used as props on sets and says it's even possible to use weapons without blanks.
I have before on projects where they were going to digitally put in the kick or put in the fire or in the smoke. Not every actor is a gun expert, you know, knows how to shoot a gun. So oftentimes you're overdoing it.
Lindsay thinks the late cinematographer's family should decide if the film ultimately gets released. There's a new record for the most expensive home ever sold in the 11-county metro Denver area. It belonged to former Denver Broncos head coach Mike Shanahan and his wife Peggy. It sold for more than $15.7 million, which was well below the asking price. The house is in the affluent suburb of Cherry Hills Village. Average home prices in Denver are more than $500,000. This is CPR News and KRCC.